kids, it's great for people to have access to the downtown city, which is great for business, but also be closer to aging.
Joanne, come on.
This is it, Greg.
These photos, we'll get them to you.
And now if you want to do the social.
When Walt does his video, we'll make sure everybody knows. And I'm probably gonna tweet these out later also, when I can. And I wanna thank you, actually. Fred, is there anything you need to add that I didn't add?
No, I just would like to say, same time next year. I mean, this is a very constructive group, which has little or something to do about saving the world. And the personification is not only Josh, but all of you. And we appreciate your participation and your contribution.
I wanna say something. So, you know, the Gotham Green Movement is really a wonderful group, and you know, the awards allows for free memberships, which is really fantastic to the winners. You know, but at its core, our group, you know, can only grow and become something more if we all bring people to our meetings and to our events. And we have three other meetings during the course of the year, in addition to this one. And so we should all try to bring people who are like-minded or who have similar interests to the green group, so that we can help grow the group. And I think, you know, down the road, certainly, you know, have more award winners.
I'd like to camp on to what Josh said on behalf of the Green Chamber side of it, and let you all know that we meet about every other month. Our next scheduled meeting is May 9th. It's tentative. It may be postponed. I'm not sure yet. But you're all, anybody in the green industry is more than welcome to come. Corey and Sherry have been to several of our meetings. You don't have to be a member to attend. If, however, like Josh said, you want to lean into the industry and advocate for your particular profession, whether it be solar or clean products or whatever it may be, you probably should join the Queen's Chamber, because then you can, you know, we can work together to kind of grow the market, penetrate the market. We have the word commerce in our name, so we're very commerce-oriented, and we're looking for like-minded people, as you said, Josh, to figure out how to turn this industry into a real business that makes sense, not just environmentally, but also economically. And we do have copies of this energy issue, you know, for those of you who are interested in that, and a short article about Queen's Chamber, so feel free to take those.
Then our next meeting is June 15th, and then we're meeting again in September. So, you know, if you know of people who are interested in green, you want to come to our attention, we're doing business with Gotham. Gotham Green is one of the great entryways into the world of Gotham. Well, this will probably be one of the least expensive or most cost-effective groups, just like being green, to be in Gotham. So, please, if you're looking at it, you're a new member, these awards, please mark down June 15th. It'll be probably in this room. And certainly share that news with other folks who may be interested in doing green business, doing sustainable work. And as much as the original mission of this group, save the world. And I thank everyone.
I just want to say one last thing. As members of Gotham, you have the right to post on Fred's list, which is our magic wand, it's a listserv, and unless it's blatantly commercial, you know, if you want to edify people about initiatives, we have a website. You should get into the swim of things and not just come on June 15th, but participate, because we really have what we call a tribal culture. Bono was asked why his group fans stay with him, and he says, because we treat our members as members of a tribe, and our nickname of Gotham is the tribe. So welcome to the tribe. And have a safe flight back.
Thank you.
That's
you. What
you
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it somewhere.
I really enjoyed the sun on behalf of the